There, buy tickets through the chamber at 602-495-2182.
It's all about the busyness, baby.
You back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome once again to the Computer Corner, where it is all about the Pentiums. It's all about the hard drives, the viruses, the pop-ups, the worms.
The gigabytes, the terabytes, the petabytes.
Wow.
Did I go off?
Are we ready to go to petabytes yet?
Well, I mean, somebody needs to, we need to put out a new term. People know gigabytes. Right. I mean, it's real familiar now, and terabytes is, you know, fairly familiar. So we got to go to petabytes.
All right.
We got to introduce the next level.
We're going to
kick it up a notch.
Kick it up a notch. Bam!
That doesn't work for us, does it?
No, it doesn't. So, obviously, normally we try to come to you for 2 hours every Saturday, but because of the spring training schedule and the Diamondbacks game that will be on at 105, we will be on for a shorter period, a one full hour show instead of two.
Do we come to them or do we ask them to come to us?
I'm not sure which happens. And then next week we have a really cool show for a half an hour. And then after that I think it starts to clear up.
Yeah, we start to get back to our regular 2 hours from noon until 2 every Saturday right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.
It's all right. The Diamondbacks got to warm up for this season. They're going to kick some butt this year, so we're going to make way for them at 105. But in the meantime, we're going to talk to you about your computer problems, your questions, some stuff that's going on in the news, a little bit about some of the virus stuff that's going on out there.
When he says news, he doesn't mean serious news.
Of course not.
He means technology news and, you know, as silly as can be.
Never serious
news, right?
And then we have today's theme, which has to do with a question that somebody submitted. I thought it might be a good thing to talk about since we have a shortened show. It's not that huge of a topic, but it's one that I think some people have run across, and if you haven't, you probably will. And that is this whole thing about partitioning hard drives.
Oh yeah, I heard if you partition your hard drive into like 10 different partitions, it'll make your computer run faster.
Something like that. Not.
So we're going to dispel that myth.
And by the way, everybody on the planet has a partition on their hard drive.
Yes.
Generally, it's one.
Yes. A partition of one is still a partition.
Yes. You have to partition your hard drive in order for it to be used by Windows or Mac OS or whatever you use on your computer. The question is, should you have more than one partition? And that's what we'll talk about in some detail and give you some links and resources too. But of course, feel free to email us by going to our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show. Rodeo?
Yeah, the rodeo section.
The rodeo section.
Yeehaw!
Yeah.
Look for Ken with the cowboy hat and the chew in his mouth.
You'll be looking for a while.
Yeah.
Just click on the radio show section and you'll see the
offerings
for today, as well as a place where you can ask a question or make a suggestion, or if you have a product or service out there you think we ought to review on the show, go ahead and submit it through there as well.
Or if you've got fresh fingers and you're ready to dial away, we've got a number for you at 602-277-5822. 277-KTAR, as always, for I don't know how many years.
Yeah.
Same number.
And we're going to combine the open phone section with the theme section. My goodness, you have got one humongous iced tea in your hand.
Hey.
Oh, you got an Arnold Palmer.
With Splenda.
With Splenda.
That's right.
This thing is like 14 feet tall. How can you how can you even get that thing over the counter?
You know, working the rodeo makes you thirsty.
Yeah. So feel free to join us in those ways. And, of course, don't forget that if you are new to our show, you can sign up for our weekly newsletter. It's absolutely free. It's advertising-free. It's spam-free. It's sugar-free.
It's made with Splenda, actually.
And it is absolutely positively, without question, a low-carb newsletter.
It is absolutely that. And what you actually get, besides low carbs and no sugar, it comes with lots of tips and tricks and information and virus alerts and things to basically keep you out of trouble and help keep your computer running in its tip-top shape, plus things that we warn you to stay away from, scams that are going around, stuff like that. So it's really full of good information, like Ken mentioned. It is sugar-free and advertising and spam-free. So if you want to sign up for that, again, at our website, datadoctors.com, you just look for the subscribe section and you can't go wrong there.
Speaking of scams that are going around, before we get into our topic here, the sheer volume of hoaxes, not hoaxes, of scams that are being perpetrated by email. Just amazing to me how many are hitting, and they're getting more sophisticated, they're getting more realistic, they're getting people to fall for this. Folks, if you get any kind of an email telling you that you have won anything at all that requires you to pay to win.
Pay to get your winnings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've won $500,000 or something. Clark Howard was talking about this last night, too, on KTAR, on their little national deal. Is you won $500,000 in a lottery.
Right.
And it's $569 to transfer from the whoever is awarding you this to your account.
That's a heck of a transfer fee, even if it was real.
What they're counting on is people are so hopped up and hyped up about, oh my goodness, I won all this money, that they're not thinking clearly. And guess what? People are falling for it. So
look before you leap.
Educate yourself, your friends, your neighbors, your family. If it's spam, it's likely a scam.
Is that like if the glove does not fit?
No.
Okay.
Wrong direction.
Just checking to see if it was similar.
So between that and all of the variations of the Netsky worm that are just bombarding everybody's inbox.
You know what? Don't, in case you've never heard this before from us, don't open attachments.
Don't open file attachments.
Ever.
Ever.
Especially when they're from your friends, because they're not really from your friends. They just are posing like they're from your friends. Don't open them, ever.
You know how I know people are still opening attachments?
Because the viruses are spreading rapidly.
Because of the number of captured worm messages that I have in my inbox, I probably am averaging, from the Netsky worm alone, this last week.
With 35, 40 a day?
Oh, no. Oh, I would say several hundred.
That many a day?
Yes.
Wow.
Every single day.
I'm obviously at a lower rate than you.
Well, you also get, our mail service strips it out.
They don't like me as much.
They don't like you as much. Yeah, they don't want to attack you as much.
Right.
That's what
it means to be the big guy around the shop,
Well, our mail server also automatically strips that out. Our corporate mail service strips out the garbage, but then sends you a message saying, I stripped this out for you.
Right.
So it doubles up the number of messages.
Maybe I should turn that off, huh?
Yeah. I was going to talk to you about
it. I have the power to turn it off. Maybe I should do that.
All right, let's talk about partitioning here. We had a person write in, and in fact, you can read the column that I wrote about this on Monday in the business section of the Tribune newspapers, asking about why my machine came with a couple of different partitions, and I'm not sure what they're for. I don't know why I need it. Should I change it? What should I do with these things? And I thought, that might be a good thing to review, because we get that from time to time.
Yeah.
And there's two distinct groups of people when it comes to disk partitioning. There are the people that know what they're doing, and then there are the rest of us.
Right.
Or the rest of you.
And for most people in general, we can just put out one rule that covers most people. Unless you know of a reason why, for sure, you need to do it, have just one big partition and put everything into it.
So the whole point of today's show is not to really teach you anything about partitioning.
No.
But what to teach you what to say when the technology... when that geek comes around saying, oh, you need to do this, and you need to change this, and you need to have all this stuff done to your computer.
It does not make your computer run faster.
Not anymore. There was a time when it would help with performance, but with the type of drive technology that's out there today, hey, you're not going to see it. The idea being, and you're going to hear this, they're going to say, look, we'll split your hard drive up into two spaces, mm-hmm. two sizes, and we'll put all the programs on one,
right.
and we'll save all your data on the other.
Right.
That way, if anything ever happens to your Windows installation, you can just wipe it out and start over again, and you'll be fine. All your data is going to be fine. Sounds good,
Sounds
right?
real good in theory. Where does the problem come in?
Oh, there's about 15 problems.
The biggest problem comes in is that the geek who's setting it up for you knows that you save all your data on the other big partition, but you don't know. You just install your programs, and they save where they want to save, which is not just... They don't magically know to go to the other place, so they just save in the default place, which is... the smaller of the two, and so what happens on most people's computers we see is they fill up that first partition, and then they come in and say, well, I have a big, huge drive, and I got the second partition. Why isn't it moving over there?
It's not automatical.
It's not automatical at all.
Right. So, if you don't have partitions, and your machine's working fine, then...
If it ain't broke.
Yeah, don't mess with it. If you have partitions, and your machine's working fine, don't mess with it.
If you have partitions... and your machine is filling up, and you want to figure out, how do I now take advantage of the whole size of the drive?
That's when you can go to our website and check out some of the resources we have there. Another reason that people do partition is if you're, and again, we're kind of preaching to the choir here, if you wanted to put multiple versions of Windows or maybe Linux and these different operating systems on the same machine, oftentimes you will create separate partitions on the drive, and actually the smart guy has separate hard drives. But you can create multiple partitions and have actually different versions of Windows You know, and really for those that like to test, or let's say you're a web developer and you need to be able to test things, or, you know, there's all kinds of people that can actually use that, but guess what?
We know that's not you or you or you that we're talking to.
You there in the double-wide trailer?
Right.
With the fudgesicle?
Yeah.
We're not talking to you.
We're not talking to you over in Sun City right there, sitting in your easy chair listening to this show right now?
No.
All you're doing is running Windows, getting on the internet, and sending us messages saying, hey, why are you guys so silly?
Yeah, the dude that's cleaning out the garage right now listening to us?
Not talking to you.
Not talking to you either. Yeah.
Who are we talking to?
I don't know.
Maybe we should start talking to people that are listening.
Sure.
Maybe what we should do is take a quick break.
Yeah.
We'll load up the phone, 602-277-5827. Now's your chance. We got two lines open, 277-5827. Call that number now if you want to get in and ask us about your computer questions, your computer problems, your, hey, I have a drive and it's partitioned and how do I make it into one issue. We can handle all those kinds of things and more right here on the Computer Corner. News Radio 620 KTAR, back right after this short break.
With just 2 weekends.